It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. That might be the reason that it falls apart. Cancel from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the lectures. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. You know who this is, man. I took a couple weeks, a little hiatus, had some business to attend to, but I'm back.
Where you been?
I had another Black Brotherhood lecture. I had to do a top up from the summer, just top myself, get a winter edition, make sure that I'm educated, make sure that I'm so conscious.
What did you learn?
I learned that we can't take the struggle for granted.
I'm just putting a couple extra CCs in that backside blood.
Yeah, you can call it that, but just know that this
cultural
brain
capital.
He's conscious.
Man went turkey.
Hey man, I saw a brother get not that neither of you need it, a beard transplant. You know they do that now as well.
Is it?
Yeah, man. Not just the top, they can get you a beard as well.
Actually, that's what allegedly Conor Ben got, isn't it? Beard transplant.
There's a lot allegedly regarding that guy.
Yeah.
After the year he's had. Anyway, let's introduce. You guys have spoken, so they know you're about, but let's introduce my guy to the left.
Get your boots.
Early fumbles.
Fill your boots as much as possible with that noise, because in 7 episodes. Going away.
You're retiring it?
Yeah, after a year. Was that how I said a year? Did I say a year or 100 episodes?
I can't remember.
I think you said a year.
Yeah.
Is it a new noise coming or?
TBC.
TBC.
But you don't know who it is, man. Kazee Jamal, aka Thomas Skengley, aka leader of the Peaky Bumble Clutch. You don't know. Nines is younger, a plot of papers is younger.
Have they claimed you yet? You've been saying this for a few episodes. Have those two guys claimed you? You can't be claiming they're younger.
Can I finish my intro?
No, can I
finish my intro real quick?
Okay.
AKA 9 pieces of paper, but if you see me in housing, just call me 4.5. You're done, no. Big heap, small heap every time.
Okay, now have they claimed you?
Listen.
That told me all I need to know.
Listen. This is the streets we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah? So man's not gonna chat about that.
Are you comfy in Halden and Barking respectively?
Don't know.
How much younger than someone do you have to be their younger?
1 year.
Is this 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, they don't, obviously there's no street codes, but
because I feel like I've
seen people who are older be the younger.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
That's them funky man ends though, where he's from.
Okay, all right.
Let's they do funky business over there, man.
You need to come.
I'm not talking about where you're from. I'm not talking about where you reside now.
No, I know you're talking about South. I know you're talking about
no,
South.
No, I'm not talking about South.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a specific area.
But if you're older than
Woolwich.
I don't know. Is that where you're from? I don't know. What I'm doing right now is making sure no ends is onto me.
I know you're trying to, but then you can't say you're my man's younger.
I can.
But you've got beef with certain areas.
And I'm beefed those areas then.
All right. Well, who are you beefing?
Stonebridge.
Is that going to make the edit?
Absolutely not.
This is a parenting podcast. You're talking about shout out ends. What's wrong with you?
I still go around there, push back. Kevin don't even know what my hood looks like. Who's Kevin?
And Perigo Large, I don't know.
Kevin is K-Coke.
Ah.
Him and Nine's beef.
Is it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
No, they're both really good rappers.
Nope, one is.
Hey, to the left, to the left.
Oh, so I see what you're doing.
See what I was doing? RC Bill pays permission. Who's that? It's me. It's Darren G. Darren Griffiths, your mum's best friend.
Hey, come on. How's it going, fellas?
I just want a disclaimer, yeah? If any men from the ends are still watching, I don't have beef with anyone. I don't back no beef. I don't have no beef. I don't want no beef. Yeah?
Hey.
I'm vegan, cuz.
Hey.
I'm still trying to get over the idea of someone being an old... Wait.
An older... Yeah,
you'll be
yeah.
a younger.
Yeah, yeah.
You're older than that person.
Yeah, but if the older guy's watched...
Woolwich, they can't count, fam.
Nah, and it's not about age. It's about, like, if you're not 30, you'll rather be the younger of someone to build up your own name.
That's a big sign of you to come off the road.
Absolutely. Well, some people are trying to hang on.
Imagine being on the road for 20 years and just new people coming and you're just there younger.
Yeah. You don't level up.
Like
you're basically Charmeleon.
Yeah, like it's a proper like work organization. You're having your appraisal at the end of the year.
Dead.
And they're like, yeah, you ain't moved enough. You ain't moved enough back.
Yeah, you ain't put enough work in.
Ain't put enough work in. So, listen, younger stabber man.
That's what happened in Paid in
Full. He's the older stabber man. It's like, no, but I thought I was going to be older than that. No, now you're young to this guy now. You're younger this guy now.
You're a little miss. You should still keep the name, but you should just go smaller. Down. The, you know it's called your famo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go. So you're not even younger. You're like the youngest tiny. So you're tiny younger stabber man.
Bare prefixes.
Also, can I just say that the reason I put that disclaimer in?
Yeah.
That I don't beef no one or ends, yeah,
mm-hmm.
is because I don't want to have to edit. Take it out.
You're standing on business.
Yeah. It's facts. I don't beef no one.
Yeah.
And I also don't want to edit.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
Fair enough. You don't have to edit if you don't want to.
I City Jules win our pity.
Oh man. Okay, he's still continuing.
What?
Let's get straight into the listener's question.
Yeah. They're not gonna see this anyway.
Let's appreciate our guy Nathan.
Yes.
He's always checking in, sharing love all the time. We appreciate you every time. Nathan, what area?
Did you say gone in?
No. You hearing things. No, what are you smoking?
No countries were said.
Ops.
Are you okay?
He's smoking ops.
What country?
I'm in real beef.
What?
I'm in real beef.
Oh, okay.
Can I say his name on the pod? No, Big Rich.
VAR.
Yeah. Stick to parenting. let's stay on topic. Thank you, VAR. Oh, there's a lot of talk about VAR, but that was very well used. Yeah, shout out, Nathan. Thank you. Hey, man. Hey. The people need to listen to one voice.
Sorry.
Nathan, shout out Nathan every time, man. He's got a parenting dilemma for us to consider.
Yes.
All right, fellas. I recently got a kitten. My youngest has become mad jealous of the cat. So much so, he keeps picking him up and not leaving him alone and has on occasion hit the cat. Shout out Kurt Zuma. What would you do to stop your kid turning on the cat? Also, I'm not sure it's relevant, but we call the cat a cunt. In an Australian accent, fairly frequently in front of the kids.
This is his personal dilemma.
That's the personal one he wrote into us. He wants us to solve. he's got a kid that's mad jealous of the kitten.
So let's address it one by one. So,
well, I don't know how old the child is, but let's just say the child's about 4 or 5-ish, I think. Because I remember Nathan had a dilemma earlier, and I think that was age. Maybe.
Yeah, he's actually, an older. Do you actually know him?
No, he's a listener. Yeah, he's just submit the question. What's going on?
He messages, like, pick him up.
We did.
I don't...
Let's answer his question.
Why is everyone on to me if I get my oldest here?
Why are you so off topic today?
What's happening?
Let's assume Nathan's child is 5 and he's now jealous of a feline.
So this is what you got to do, right? There's two entities in the house, okay?
Yep. Okay.
Now, yeah. You have that. Obviously, the thing you love the most comes first. So you have to get rid of the kid. Keep the cat.
Imagine going to the adoption center. You're with your partner. You got the cat there. You got the kid. And they're like, well, what's going on? I said, he's got to go.
He's got to go.
And then why?
Cleans itself. pisses and shits in the right areas.
I'm just thinking about you bringing the kid to social services in the little cat box.
And then, and the kid's like this.
You're feeding the kid whiskers.
I think at that point, social service will be like,
we're taking
good
it.
Choice.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how do you, I guess, I know one thing you meant to do when you got like an older sibling, a young sibling, and one's like jealous, is to give them responsibilities to do with the younger sibling. So you can maybe do that with the cat. To give them responsibilities.
Yeah, but he's clapping the cat on sight. He's just giving it a one little 1-2. So yeah,
but it's a jealousy thing, isn't it? So he thinks that you're gonna favour the cat over the kid. So if you make the kid realise, nah, you're important. Like, we need you to help take care of the cat.
Yeah, but then that's how you know. It's like, oh yeah, go and feed the cat some whiskers, and he's giving it a little 1-2.
Listen, what you gotta do is you gotta sit down the kid and say, look, this is an animal.
Yeah.
It has feelings. You can't hit the cat, all right? Especially because you can get a £250,000 fine for doing such things.
But let's say it's that my favourite player is Kurt Zouma, and Kurt did it, and, you know, he's still playing for West Ham, so there's no consequences.
Exactly, he's playing for West Ham.
So if I kick the cat, case closed. For West Ham.
No, case closed. Do you want to play for West Ham?
Well, it's better than...
You'd be like, before you did that, you played for Chelsea. In France,
so he can say what?
Nah, man, I don't know, man. Just fucking stop. Just stop hitting the cat, innit?
Yeah.
Stop hitting the cat.
Feline abuse is not good.
Cats,
because the cat's gonna claw your face.
That's
off.
What I was about to say. Cats do.
Yeah, that's it. The cat starts responding. Meow.
Yeah. When that cat's had enough, you're finished.
Yeah, because one and the cat's quick. You know, 1-2. They'll give you.
And cats are clap. Cats will what? Like cats will act all friendly until you're asleep and you just that one paw just. And it's watching you sleep, yeah? And when you go, oh, fucking fuck you, and it'll done your dance, bro.
I can't lie. I'm more scared of cats than dogs, you know?
Well, it depends on a dog. Depends on a dog.
No, obviously, if it's... let's say, like, if would you rather, if you had to pick what you're going to get the tussle with, what are you saying? An XL bully or a feline?
A cat. I'll pick a cat.
No, easy. It's like a cat easy over an XL bully.
I'll pick the cat 100%.
Yeah.
No. Boy, there's some of these felines out here.
You're picking an XL bully.
You're fighting an XL bully.
Over a cat.
Yeah, I'll take an XL bully by a cat. Because what?
You would take an XL bully.
What the hell kind of cats are you seeing? No, because
the thing, the XL bully, obviously, they look mad aggressive.
He's African. He's talking about lions.
No, I'm not. Yeah, so, where are you from? This guy, you're always calling me that. Where are you from?
I used to work with this girl from Zambia, yeah, and she was cussing Nigeria, right? She was saying that you have no wildlife in Nigeria because you lot ate them all.
Hey, listen, we have wildlife every time a Zambian steps foot over the border.
That's what she said. She said,
you just flip-flop.
That's what she said. Woo! Zambia.
Who the fuck do Zambians eat anyway? People, bruv.
Oh,
I don't know what they eat. Dust.
On my BBL, I learned we're not meant to fight each other. That's what I learned. Come on.
Zambia, even in Africa.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
The cat.
Yeah, I will know how he thinks he can fight.
No, you're a big actual bully. They obviously look meaty, but it's just
not to look. They are.
Yeah, I know they are.
They've literally been banned by the government.
Yeah, and
they're going to Rwanda. They've been sent to Rwanda.
The Rwandans will deal with them, don't worry. But the thing is, with the cat, I don't know what they're capable of. That's the thing. I leave an extra bully. I know what they're capable of. But these cats, it's just the quick movement will scare me.
Cats are capable of very... The thing is, yeah, a cat will murk you and then bounce. A dog's not stopping. Yeah. That lockjaw hits your ankle, fam.
Do you know what? I thought lockjaw was a thing, but then when I started Googling, apparently lockjaw is like a myth that's just been perpetuated. Like there's no mechanism of their jaw that enables it to lock. That's what I heard.
Spud me.
No, you're gonna do some fuckery.
Spud me. So no, keep it there.
Yeah.
So when you're locked up, yeah, me and Darren are just gonna say it's a myth and walk off.
Yeah.
Me and Dan catch you locked up by an XL bully.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't back it.
I'd say it's a myth.
Open his mouth.
Just open his mouth, bro.
Just open his mouth, bro.
Yeah, I will. Open his mouth. You have to help me.
No.
No.
It's a myth.
No. Yeah,
me and Kazim are going to fight the two cats that are there.
And the cat's going to fuck you up. And then what? And now?
No.
I think the cats will fuck
We're in the hospital and I've just got a few scratches on my arm.
And the cats are dead, jab. By the way.
Yeah, the cats are absolutely
skulls fucked. Crushed.
Why are they dead?
Because we just killed them. Fucked them up.
You just fucked them up. Okay. Fuck the cats. So you're confident you're gonna fuck up these cats?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Like
compared to an ExoBully.
ExoBully.
Really confident.
Hold on a sec. Can we just deep?
Yeah.
The fucking dog's name. This extra large, Bully.
Yeah. That's the name.
You think you could take that on?
Come on.
What's this cat called? Mittens.
Nah. Let's get the research reference here.
Like, you know, XL bullies have literally been banned.
I know they've been banned. I don't doubt they're dangerous.
So that's the fact. But I'm that's more the scared of XL bullies.
I don't know what a cat's wholly capable of. But that's what I'm saying.
What do you think they're doing? You 100% know what a cat's capable of.
That's the fear. Yeah, I know they scratch, but they could have...
So you're scared of cats. That's what it is. This is the explanation.
For nearly a month, I looked after my neighbor's cat. Every day, I had to go and feed and water that feline. And I'll even walk in sometimes, and then sometimes the cat will look at me at the top of the stairs. You're late. And then walk down and then start eating the food that I put out and go drink the water. But the cat never touched me. I ain't scared of the
That's
cat.
That's because you was like opening the doors and throwing food down the side of the door. Yeah. bare whiskers just up the wall.
The cat never left the box. Michael said, you live here now. In the box. You live in the box. It jots.
That cat was chopping. I felt that cat good. For that cat good. Good.
Feed you feed it, Jollof?
I don't even know what feline food it had, man. It was just some necks.
Can't believe it was chopping it, though. Take on an XL bully.
Is it?
If you had a choice between an XL... It's not like you're going XL bully and Rottweiler. And you've gone, fuck it, I'll just pick one. I'll pick the toughest one just so I go out with a bit of pride.
I'm just saying, some of these cats can be scary. So we need to warn Nathan's child to take it easy because these cats...
A cat will scratch your shit up, yeah? But you'll
be okay.
You'll heal. You get me?
And also if they...
If a dog mashes you up, you've got a... Like, you're going to have a cleft lip or something.
If they catch you lacking. But then if you listen to all these dog owners, you know, these dogs are calm. You know, they're calm. There's the owners.
That's
fault.
Fine.
You know,
I'm calm.
But there's stories but if you try of the fight dog. Me, there's stories of videos of the dog not being calm. I've never seen a video of a domestic cat fucking someone up at a bus stop.
Yeah. Do you know what the best point is? The best point is, yeah. Right. First of all, just if you had to guess, even if you don't know, just name me some dogs that, you know, they have to be kept on a lead in public areas.
All dogs have to.
No, not all dogs.
No.
What do you mean all? I thought every dog.
No, not all dogs.
What do you mean all? Some dogs. So a cocker spaniel or whatever. Yeah, no,
some dogs are just mad, dumb and playful.
Yeah. Some so dogs.
I thought by law, all dogs.
No. There's certain dogs you have to keep on a lead. And
Rottweiler.
That, okay.
Obviously, you're talking about XL Bully. Pitbull. Can you get them still? Bulldogs, can you get them still?
Bulldog, no.
Don't get them.
No, you can get a bulldog. A bulldog.
I thought before XL Bully.
Bulldog's like a little fat thing, right?
But yeah. I thought those...
Like a staff, pitbull, Rottweiler.
Pitbull, maybe the pitbull's one you can't get.
You get on a lead. Now, okay, let me land on this, yeah?
Okay.
Now, name me some dogs that you've seen in your personal life that have muzzles on.
Maybe Pitbull.
All right, so that's again.
Yeah.
I've seen muzzles on Rottweilers. I saw that, yeah. All right, now, cool. All right, cool. Now, name me a cat that you have to keep on the lead.
I ain't seen one. You don't keep cats on lead.
Okay. Okay, cool. Okay. Name me a cat that you've seen that needs a muzzle.
I've never seen a muzzle on a cat.
Okay, cool. And forgive me if I'm wrong. Like, majority of cats... they're just allowed to just roam around, leave, come back.
Yeah,
they don't need an owner with them.
Like they have a flap.
They have a flap. Door.
They come in as they
How many times have you seen beware of the cat signs in a window? Or any, you know, Malcolm and Wise type sketches where postman runs away from
a cat? No.
Have you ever seen a cat be used to guard a premises before?
Hey,
do you see where I'm going with this?
I just want you to give the right advice to your child, right?
About what? About cats and dogs?
Just life. I don't want you to have telling your son is that if you see a cat cross the road, is that there's a mad pit bull on the other side of the road.
Do you know what I've never seen in a drill or rap video? fucking cap.
They should do though. See, that's a sketch idea right there. They should do. Because the cats are the guardians of the underworld. Cat, and I'm scared of the underworld. The
only not. Cat... Cerberus is the three-headed dog.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was cats.
Nah. History lesson. Cerberus, three-headed dog. So, dog. Dog.
D-O-G.
It's a dog.
Yeah, there you go. Point proven. The only cat you should be afraid of is Tom.
Shout out Jerry. But...
Because that cat's on badness.
You know, he's on stupidness. But then anytime that dog came, he was shook himself.
There you go.
But just because Tom is scared of a dog doesn't mean I should be scared of the dog.
I'm scared of the Batman cat.
Yeah.
That you wouldn't fight is scared of the dog that you would fight.
I'm not saying dogs aren't scary. You guys are misconstruing what
I'm
saying.
No, I'm not. Definitely not.
I'm not saying...
take on a dog, an XO bully, rather than a cat.
Because I don't know what the cat's capable of. I know what the dog's capable of.
Madness.
Do you know what I feel like? I feel like I'm talking to one of the dudes where I work.
you say that one of these guys in the detention center or something like that.
Nah, so, I don't work there, bro.
So...
So what are we telling Nathan? Let's summarize.
Get a dog and let your kid fuck the dog up because nothing bad will happen. Your kid could probably take the dog.
Bang! See, look, man. And if you can handle a dog by these guys' logic, you can handle anything. So go ahead.
That's what
get an XL bully.
Get an XL bully. Before the government banned them, get one of them because they're probably going cheap now because people are trying to probably get rid of them. Get an XL bully and let your son tame the bully.
No muzzle, no lead.
So if he tames the ex or bully, he can probably tame the bullies that were trying to bully your son at school. There we go, full circle.
Yeah, there
is. Wait, who's trying to bully your son?
Oh, you were in the episode. I can't do nothing about that. You were there. You were present. All right, let's go into some...
Have you ever got any reflections, any personal stories?
I'm going to speak. Yep. I hate... what's funny?
I'm gonna speak.
You know what I don't like safe SIPs, safety induced purchases. Stuff do you have to
purchases?
Move. Yeah.
Oh,
what are they?
Stuff you have to buy.
I got a reflection section. Let's see if it tags.
Safety induced SIPs. Stuff you got to buy for the safety of your child. Not so long ago, we've been trying to encourage my son to crawl on the stairs. Yeah. Like sometimes we'll. There'll be a letter he wants to. It's on the third step from the bottom. He'll be reaching, he'll grab it. And then I'll put on the full step to try and encourage him and stuff. Yeah. He won't do it. Not so long ago, usually we let him just crawl downstairs. He's never shown any interest going up the stairs. I went upstairs to start changing. My missus was downstairs. I come out, I see this boy on the landing. I'm thinking, what the hell? I think the same thing.
No!
Same
no!
Thing.
No! No!
No! Am I that crazy?
Yeah. No!
Similar to what happened to this motherfucker.
Didn't. Fucking cut that out of the episode, man.
Oh, you didn't say. You held it down.
Fuck. I'm done for.
The boy's fine. Why did you cut out? We even told you not to.
I've got a sofa I can sleep on.
Anyway. Hey, man. Shout out Sheree every time. Sorry.
Yo!
Oh, sorry, my bad. I didn't know.
I don't know.
You said it last episode.
I'm all over the place. Give me back to Holsden.
You said it last. I want the episode back and you said it.
Give me back to Holsden.
Your head will be splattered.
This guy doesn't know where he is.
Yeah, your head will be splattered. So, and I was like, I said, we need safety gate. That is a SIP. That's now a safety-induced purchase. That's not a purchase that was in my mind.
Yeah.
Now, because the safety is induced on me. I cannot not buy a gate now.
It'll be coming sooner or later, though.
Yeah, but it's annoying, though, because, like...
It's not something I've factored in. I think it's more that. It's more just like...
But you knew it was coming.
No, see,
I know people have used them in the past and stuff. Like, going to people's houses with kids, I've seen them. So I'm not going to act like I've never seen a safety gate. But it's more just like... It was like on the back burner. Like, even my missus mentioned, oh, we may have to get front-facing... car seat. And I was like, oh, okay, that's something that we're gonna have to do. But now we're seeing him on the landing. I was like, we need to get this like imminently.
Yeah.
Mm. Sort of like when he was in his crib, like the crib he was born with, so to speak, his lying flat. Then when he's like standing, I was like, okay, we need to convert it to a cot. This is the SIP, safety induced purchase. We need now to get him because he's gonna topple over if you don't get him. So it's like one of those ones. Now I don't know how much these gates are. But I'm gonna have to look at
August.
Get him on.
Plus 45, 50.
Yeah. So it just one of
the. You just make sure you got the right
size
and setup. round your stairs, whatever you think, where you think you're going to attach it to and stuff.
Mm.
So like,
I'm good because you two have probably put these up now.
No, but I've got a trap house safety gate, basically. So
but like the rubber.
Nah, I bought two cots. Yeah. To you, boy starts tending up. Needed a deeper cot. So
an SIP.
Yeah. And so we bought a cot. I put it up. One of the things went screwing in properly. Yeah.
Mm.
I go on IKEA website. There's like, yeah. I go to IKEA first of all, and they're like, we ain't got
the part
because the thing had actually now.
Discontinued.
It was worn away, so I couldn't twist it.
Yeah.
So they go, we haven't got it in. We can order it. Takes like 10 days or some shit. I was like, I ain't got 10 days. So I bought another one. Yeah.
Mm.
Put that one up. And then we just had this cot that was dismantled.
Just parts.
So we just took one of the sides with the bars.
Yeah.
And the way our stairs are set up is that like the banister is like, there's a chunk of wood,
yeah.
Then a little gap, then another chunk of wood.
Yeah.
Not the banister, that the,
yeah.
The pillow.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just slid that gate thing in there, the side of the cot.
Mm.
And we just slide it back and forth.
Oh, but well, it makes sense.
Because you don't crawl around upstairs. We only put it at the bottom of the stairs.
See, there we go. But that's what it's just a barrier of some thought. And you've already paid for it anyway. So, you know.
So make our one's budge.
But is it doing the job?
Yeah.
Boom blast.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I wasn't expecting. Because like Zadie was a weird kid. In the sense of, you told her don't touch something, she said, all right. And just left it. Just weren't involved. So we didn't baby proof our house.
I think that's girls.
Maybe.
Because Sheree said she didn't have to baby proof before.
No,
but now
literally nothing. Yeah, but this guy
started.
This guy, he's now he's crawling now.
Yeah,
he's on.
And yeah, he's active.
Mm.
Like
these boys
plugs,
are active, man.
Weights, wires, vacuum cleaner. The mat, just leave him for a second. He's just under something. It's like Jesus. So he's just like, yeah, we have to just baby proof everything, but yeah. He's just finding new ways to try and kill himself, this guy.
Yeah.
And the bad thing is that he can sleep on his front and he's totally fine, but he still hasn't developed the mechanism that if you throw something on his face to take it off.
Oh.
Yeah. No, yeah, you throw like just, you know, like a sheet on his face just to see what he does. He just...
He thinks he's drowning or something.
It's just like, just grab it. Just take it off your face. It's like, please, save yourself.
I'm not always going to be here, son.
Yeah. He's like, I need to know if something drops on your face, you just pull it off. But he's just like, I'll show you guys a video when Zadie threw something on his head. The guy just
went he lost it.
Spun around, fell back on his head, and just didn't know what to do.
My son just fling it off.
Yeah.
He was a master at throwing things early doors. So as soon as something touched it, like put a hat on him, it's off.
Right, yeah.
Throw his muzzy on him, it's off.
Mm.
If anything's in his way when he's crawling, I think I told you, in sync with his crawl.
Just like, boom,
boom, boom, boom, and it's gone. In sync.
In stride.
Yeah, he doesn't break stride.
Hey,
he pulls efficiency. Pulls everything off. If you're asleep, you'll open your eyes.
I think that must be boys then. Yeah. It must be a boy
it's
thing.
Destructive.
Yeah. Oh.
Chaos merchant.
He loves it.
It's bad. Is the plug.
Problem.
Yeah.
And he's looking at me like my son. Fuck it. So weird to say. He uses it in the right context. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my son can somewhat say, "What's that?"
Right.
Right.
Mm.
So he'll just pick stuff up. You're like, it's a phone. But then when we got up to the plug socket, we're like, what's that? And you're like, the end of your life.
it's like, you do not need to be involved.
Yeah, the end of your life.
It's not
so
for
I'm
you.
Like, no. And he's like, what's that? Because he's been right back. And I'm like, I made him cry yesterday.
Yeah.
Man's obsessed with the washing machine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Same I'm going to tell him, bro, son. Keep looking at him. I'll put you in there.
Yeah, if that washing machine's on, he can sit there and just kind of just.
Oh no, like he's not TV. Obsessed with the washing machine being on.
Yeah,
he's obsessed with the mechanics of it. Like, man's all turning the dial.
Oh,
like,
that's
AD. Yeah, he's like,
that's AD.
Yeah, touch everything.
It just makes noise, doesn't it?
And open. Nah, but it's off.
Oh, she can switch it on. She's actually
so she turns everything off at the mains.
Right, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
To not mess about. Yeah, not give him a chance.
No. That's just her OCD.
Oh, okay, what? On a Martin Lewis saving expert sort of thing?
No. She just turns everything off.
Yeah.
Fucks me off. Yeah?
Because you saw the quick cup of tea.
I know you're fucking listening. Yeah? She came up to me the other day. You know the episode the other day didn't have a video? I said, yeah, I edit the thing. I told you on the train at Liverpool that it's not working. I'm going to pay for that. So yeah, he likes the door to open on the washing machine and close it. Anything that's got like a hinge, he's like, I'm gonna open it and close it as many times as I can. Yeah. So he's standing by the thing, and I'm telling him no, and my voice is getting deep. I'm going no, and then just see his belly go. He just turns around, looks at me dead in the eye. I'm busting out laughing. I'm like,
wait, listen though.
But I'm like, it's a washing machine.
Yeah.
You get me?
Is that a toy?
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? You've got hella toys.
So many toys.
Yeah.
You've got so many toys, but for some reason, you like the plug socket, my phone, your mum's phone, any TV, actual TV remote, because we bought him a toy TV.
It's not the same. Yeah.
And he could not give a fuck about that.
Because they don't see the adults playing with it. I think that's what it is.
Maybe.
But he's got 150 toys.
Do you adults play with the toys?
Yeah, but he likes the dustpan and brush. He likes the bag of recycling.
Can I ask you a question? Do any of your kids lose their shit? Zadie might be a bit different now because she's older and she can actually deep what's inside. But when she was younger, does any of your kids lose their shit when the fridge or freezer opens?
Oh, absolutely.
She still likes to know what's going on.
Oh, he crawls.
But she's got a concept of that there's food inside.
But she's it's just it's cold.
My son don't know what's in the freezer.
Right.
If that thing even opens, he's like,
say what?
And then he'll just sit in front of it.
Well, my son's got that infatuation where he just like
put him on end of the room. Mm. And go back to it, and he's flying across the room. He's just, what's that? And then says, what's that so much, bro? After a certain amount of time, you're just like, a door! I've told you this so many times.
There's good food in here.
It's a door.
But I think, when he sees it's open, he gets into his crawler. He just starts speeding with the crawler. Then he starts pulling himself up while trying to hang on to like the shelves in and stuff like that. It's like, right, come on, like calm down, relax. But yeah, there is that sort of excitement. I mean, he just has to get into stuff. Like, it's probably like your
son. I think he's like, this is cold, but I don't know what cold is.
Mm.
But I want to sit here and experience it some more. But I had to get jaw locks.
Oh, yeah.
Because this boy kept opening the drawer and then shutting his finger in it.
Good, that's fun, isn't it?
Yeah. But you'd think three times.
You think you'd learn from it?
Go,
The pain response.
Because that's the thing, I can't get mad at Zadie because she loves to slam a cupboard door, slam a drawer, but she's never got her fingers caught.
Mm.
Mm. But I keep watching it going, it's going to happen.
One day, yeah.
It's literally that, and just at last minute, just bam.
And then Darren's going to be like this.
And I'm looking at her, and she's like, in her mind, hand wasn't even close to getting caught.
In her mind, she's like,
bam. Just walks off. I'm like, oh my God. Just something. In my head, saying, we're going to AD. She's going to smash her fingers. But you'd think if you actually got them caught.
Well, he doesn't.
I understand her arrogance.
He doesn't slam it hard, but like he pushes it in. And obviously, man's like just forgetting his fingers are there, so it's just trapped in between the top drawer and the drawer he's opened, and then he's just like looking around for a little while. Then he's like, and I'm like, again.
Are you watching it the whole way, or when do you see?
I'm like at when the counter I'm making a tea or whatever, and he's doing this.
So annoying.
Vroom, doom, vroom, doom. Then after a second, you go, I haven't heard of Room Dum in a hot second.
So then you look
down and he's just looking at you. And I'm like, what? And then you look a bit further, you're like, oh. And then he's like, And I'm like, it didn't hurt until I looked at it. What are you capping for?
I don't. Maybe it's they don't have to use their hands. Because like, when I try, I can't dress my son. Because he just likes to do this with his hands. whenever I tried to put a sleeve on him. Oh. Any trouble was just hands
yeah.
just there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
shut
yeah.
your hands.
And I was
like, why did he do an Edward Scissorhand with his hands?
And, and now what's in his mouth? So he's now, he's like, the sleeve's like this. He's, like, you're so jarring.
I put my hand, I'll meet his hand in the sleeve. And just, there we go.
Yeah.
You're not doing that fuckery today.
Yeah, it's long, fam. It's long. I've got to start thinking, where's your thumb? Oh, I hope your thumb don't get pulled back.
But that's what these kids be doing, man.
I got a segue. Because of talking about providing a safe environment.
Yeah, for sure.
So, got a question for you guys. I saw an internet. What is the most important factor in parenting? Is it A, love and affection? B, discipline and rules? C, providing a safe environment? Or D, transmitting cultural values?
Ooh. So A is love, B is
rules. Discipline and
the
rules.
C is
providing a
safe environment to thrive, and D is
cultural values.
Anyone listening and everyone in the room, don't say anything fucking dumb like all four are important. We know that. That's the whole point of the question. I hate that.
I can't
shit.
Really decide. Yeah, like,
it's all
you know,
of them. It's a bit of all.
No.
All of the above.
Yeah, you said something really insightful there.
Interesting.
So pick one. They're obviously all important, but yes, if you had to,
do you know
or
what?
Rank them if you want.
Okay, let's rank. Do you want to see if we come to a consensus, or we're gonna do four and three individuals?
Wait,
because this is definitely why you need like two parents.
Let's write a list
individually.
Okay, yeah. Let's individually write a list and come.
So
come
together. You got the photo. You got the list, yeah.
Just remember it, mate.
Oh, all right. Sorry, I didn't know you had a memory.
Sorry, I've done.
Sorry, mate.
I've done an hour before as well.
See, it's mad because like that one, like one of them in my head immediately has to go to the bottom because it's just in context of the other things, it's not that deep. But it is. So that I can do the least important.
Oh, fair enough. Alright, man. It was close.
So why am I typing it out like there isn't a letter right next to it? Dickhead. Right.
Alright. Think I've done it.
Yeah, I've got mine.
But I think are we allowed What? Like a steward's inquiry, like kind of like to say like, boom, like these two might be interchangeable.
Yeah.
Love that. Thanks, guys.
Fuck.
Yeah, I guess this is my most balanced. I wanted to be a bit contrary. All
right, so
go a bit different.
We're going to say what our least important one is.
Yeah, let's do least important. Let's do it backwards. So right. Fourth in last place.
Sugar note first.
I'll go first.
Okay.
It feels fucked.
I know what you're going to say!
Transmitting cultural values.
Ooh, you put that last.
Yeah.
So you don't care if Zadie don't know that she's from the Yardland, Jamaica, Kingston. You don't give a damn. You want her to know that she's from Hants.
She is. She's from Hertfordshire.
Oh, my goodness.
I got the same.
You guys don't give a damn.
We're
finished.
It's a context.
We're losing recipes.
Can I say this?
We're losing recipes. Dr. Umar will be ashamed of
fuck
both of you, brothers.
Dr. Umar, bro.
Of both of you, brothers.
I don't give a fuck about Dr. Umar.
You just come back from your BBL. What's
hey,
yours?
Man.
Wait, can I just say?
Consciousness over consciousness.
Can I just say?
Although his one is first.
Consciousness over the coochie.
I want to just go back to what he said to us, yeah? It's in our top four, all right?
Yeah, is it our top four?
By default.
Go ahead.
So what's yours?
My last one.
Big Niger man, love and affection.
No.
Love and affection. What am I affecting? Why do I need to affection?
I get love another butter.
What am I loving?
Hey, that took me out. No,
that's hit you whack.
Surprisingly, discipline.
Ooh, discipline the lowest.
What? Are you really African, bro? What are you talking about? Yeah. We're losing recipes.
Fam, if you put discipline last as discipline a Nigerian last. Man, that means by default, cultural values is last as well.
No.
Am I lying? If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Yeah, well, then you're dead. No. Because you can't say to me African.
That's a cultural discipline. But it's one of your cultural.
Who are you? You keep flipping. This episode,
I'm Chipmunk.
Who? I don't know who you are. You need to stay. I'm gonna do a DNA test on you.
I'm a shapeshifter, bro.
You just. I haven't had you flip flopped in one episode.
So you got disciplined rules.
Yeah,
we got transmitting cultural values.
So why is transmitting cultural values not important? Least important.
You Piers Morgan, what's going on?
See, I'm good at this shit. Why is it not important? Who said it wasn't important? Well, you ranked it last, didn't you?
Transmit. No, it's not the least important. It's just out of the other three things, other four things. But I don't know. Although I guess because as long as your kid, you know, is a well-rounded person, do they need to like the food that from our country? Do they need to know the music from my country? Do they need to know where we're from? And all, like, in the context of they're well-disciplined, they're well-rounded, they're well-loved, they're safe.
These recipes are hot damn gone, fam. What about you? What's your excuse?
Plus, even if it's not me transmitting cultural values, they can get cultural values from outside.
We're in fucking Britain, Mike, yeah?
Jeez. You want the EDL?
I'm joking. Nah, man. My reason is because, bro, it didn't really happen to me. It wasn't really like, my granddad's Nigerian. My nan was English.
What do you feel you are? Who is Kazim?
I don't know.
British?
No. Put it this way, okay? These are my values, yeah? If England play Nigeria, I root for Nigeria.
Yeah.
Okay.
If Tyson Fury fights Anthony Joshua, whether I like Anthony Joshua or not, I root for Anthony Joshua.
Okay.
Yeah? So, whatever the thing is, yeah, I always want to see the black person win.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Apart from that one time Anthony Joshua lost and I laughed. Anyway. But yeah, I didn't really have that trickle down effect. I'll go to my granddad's house. Yes, he'd be playing like Fela Kuti and whatnot, but
you were really messing with it.
It's not like that was every time, and you know, there was a lot of African Nigerian things going on in the household. Like, for example, none of my mum and none of her siblings can speak Yoruba. Yeah, I only know what I know through my own teaching myself endeavors. Yeah? We had some of the food, but not all of the food. Yeah, like we had bits and bobs, but then obviously we then also had Sunday roast because my name was English. And then, like, when I'd go to my dad's side of the family, like, one, I'd already feel like an outsider there. Because they'd see each other all the time. And I'd just be there sporadically, you know, when my mum would take me. And then, like, the food, yes. The music, my mum would play in the car and she would say, this is your roots and stuff like that. Like, this is part of where you come from. But again, like, I think especially in a Caribbean household, the values are almost within the house.
Yeah, and since a lot of Caribbean values are actually inherited from Europe anyway.
In what sense? Like, what ones?
I don't know, it's just like, I don't know, maybe someone listening can come pull me up and I'm wrong. But it's like, I don't know, in my head, Caribbean culture is a mix of different cultures anyway, but it's mixed with like European, bit of African. But yeah, it's very like colonial and stuff. And how to behave proper is literally just what the English brought over it's all about respectability and all that kind of thing, then that's behavior wise. Then outside that, food, music, that's about. That's
jerk some chicken. Dancing, that comes hand in hand with the music.
Yeah.
African stuff, like, bro, if you about to tell me something,
like, we don't have another language, so we speak English anyway. You see what I mean?
Yeah, well, I guess patois is,
yeah, like, I think if it was a thing of like we really had a full different language, and because I think when you have a different language, your worldview is different because there's some words that
you can't
exist in that
and
language,
like that.
And because of that, it affects the way you see the world.
Yeah,
I think that makes your culture richer.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if your language
it's a specific thing.
Yeah,
so
if your language is already
like
English and it's this kind of thing of, I don't know, it's like, yeah, it's hard to explain.
It's hard to, what you're saying, it's just hard to differentiate completely. Kind of,
yeah.
But I think
it's
on the
quite
whole,
intertwined.
I think on the whole, yeah, which is actually more passed down through the generations, yeah, is just black culture in general.
Mm.
Yeah. So we're all brought up to do certain things, yeah? Mm. So if I meet your mum, it's auntie straight away.
Mm.
I'm taking my shoes off. I'm greeting everyone in the house. I'm not just going to just roll in, you know what I'm saying? Mm. It's manners and respect, yeah? You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Certain things that are coming from the African side, like I would try and remember for my granddad, but to not take anything with your left hand.
Yeah.
And even now when I see my granddad, I don't know if he sees it, but I give him a little little bow like that. You get me? You know, but like there's certain things within, I'd say, the black culture in general that have just cascaded down.
Mm.
And that's probably what, like, certain things, you know, are like, ask before you take something.
Right.
See what I'm saying? I just remember my mom just being like, just don't open shit. Like, ask before you take something. Yeah. When you go to somebody's house, don't ask for nothing.
Mm.
That kind of stuff. You're not hungry. You're full. It's fine. Yeah.
I mean, you're rambling.
It's a bit different as well, because like, but like, I think I mentioned this before, but in terms of like finances and stuff like, but still, when we go in the shop, don't ask me for nothing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
We've got toast at home.
Hey.
That kind of...
There's always toast at home.
Things where you could go to pretty much any black person and go, yeah, we all had that.
Yeah.
I think there's
even things down to like... So like Cherie, yeah, will dash something out ASAP. I'm like, stick that in a Tupperwares and put that in somewhere, or the Neapolitan. We're saving that.
Yeah.
She's like... It's been 2 days. I'm telling you, that's good. Yeah, that is good.
We can still use that.
But 4 hours past eating it, Sheree's like, this has got to go.
Yeah.
What?
I'm eating.
You shouldn't do leftovers.
I'm eating that tomorrow. Yeah. No, this is getting like more used to me as well, being like, I left that for you because I know she'll say something sarcastic, because I know you want to eat like next year or something. But the Tupperwares, it's hard to explain, but just like the small stuff of, it's going to sound so dumb, but being able to be in a function and eat off a paper plate standing up. See what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, there's some cultural things that
you're not taught, you just see and then you do.
Yeah.
You get
me?
So, like, man.
So you're saying disciplined. You've put that...
I think at least important.
You said throw discipline out the window.
Yeah, I threw it out the window, man. I think your child, obviously, through, if you give them love and affection, you provide them with a safe environment, I would like to think they will understand that they got to act right. I would like to think. But I'd rather my child love me than fear me. So that's why I've ranked discipline.
But I don't think fear comes with discipline.
I think it can be misconstrued. I think
it depends on how you do it.
Yeah, of course.
If
but
you choose to discipline through fear.
But I think people, some households, if you're brought up where like, fuck, if I do this, I'm gonna get absolutely in trouble. If it's like military training,
Should have that voice in your head, right? If you've been disciplined well.
like,
but even, I had like, that even, voice in my head, and I still fucked around.
Yeah, but
it's not
that's the thing.
Always gonna work.
No, but there is a difference between fucking up and knowing, oh, if my mum finds out this, I am fucked. But I'm still doing it. I just need to be sneaky with it.
Yeah.
Versus, I don't give a fuck what happens. I'm doing what I want. That's true. Crazy stuff.
Yeah. Someone that can veer a track, someone that's completely off track, isn't it?
Yeah, fears nothing. Yeah, like, you're trying to explain to, you know, what you did was wrong. They're like, don't care.
Nah, yeah. That person cannot be saved.
That person's destined for prison. They're just destined. They're destined for prison, that person. Whereas the person who just fucking about, you can go, they're young. They need to be sat down again and again. And then it's like, okay, yeah, no, it's in my head now. It's in my, yeah. Or they need to watch something really bad happen to their friend. They'd be like, okay.
And then, oh shit, yeah.
Whereas that other guy is just like, not me.
Never that.
Yeah.
Never that. So that's why I've ranked it there. Mm.
Yeah, what's your third one?
My third one is cultural values, actually.
Am I a dickhead, bruv?
What?
Are we dickheads?
Are
we mugs?
The funny thing is, my third one is discipline.
Same. Same. But also,
we're not far off.
How have you gone that buck wild on us? The recipes are we're losing recipes.
Last. We are losing recipes.
We're losing recipes.
We're losing recipes.
And you have it second to last.
We are losing the recipes.
That needs to be, for your reaction, that needs to be number one.
No way.
I said no way.
No way. Culture can't be above everything.
Man, that is
everything.
That's like going, all right, we need to do a vote on what happens to criminals that commit murder, yeah?
Yeah.
And someone goes, all right, me and Darren think that they should get the death penalty.
Yeah.
And then you go, Mike, what do you think? And you go, no, not the death penalty. You go, what are you, getting skunked, bruv?
That's inhumane.
That's inhumane.
Yeah. You can't.
What are you doing? The death
rehabilitation
penalty.
Them people.
And then we go, all right, so what would you rank it? And you go, I think we should just torture them for a long time.
Hey, man, keeping them alive, though. Keeping him alive, though. A chance of rehabilitation.
Exactly. But I've gone for discipline and rules as my third. You've got...
If we've got ours matched.
Okay.
So we don't really need to explain why we've got those.
We've done that.
I think after this year, after now I know yours is discipline. Yours second to last one is... Your third one basically is discipline.
Yeah.
And mine is as well. I think there's only one out. I think we've matched.
Interesting.
Like Hinge.
So my second one was safe environment.
Safe environment.
Oh, we didn't match.
Oh, well, you got
love and affection.
Oh, so you think safe environment is paramount? I mean, it does make a lot of sense.
It does.
If the environment is not safe, then I cannot love and give you affection.
I hear that.
But then let's say you're like a pursuit of happiness thing, you're just broke, like down on your luck.
You ain't selling the bone density machines.
So if you see that film, there is probably some neglect of love and affection until my man makes it. He's doing everything for his...
They're neglected.
There's several different versions of neglect, but he's not able to give...
When I'm in the homeless shelter, that's what I'm calling back my ex, going, yeah, take your son, man. I've got him sleeping in train station toilets and stuff.
Hey, that's a son that's willing to grind, though.
Yeah.
That's a real ride or die son. You got to respect it. He was down for the cause.
I haven't watched that film as a parent.
I
watched it when I was at uni and it made me cry. So
Patreon special, watch along.
£7 made me cry.
I see. Problem with £7 is I was told it was going to make me cry.
Oh, so you already were in the mindset.
And it's annoying because I was like, I get it. Like, it may have moved me, but I never knew because I was just watching it going, nah. Where is it?
And who's the patient? It's me.
See, but for some reason, there's two scenes. It was the toilet in the train station.
Yeah.
The stuff. when he gets the job.
Mm. Yeah, finally.
Thank you.
Do you know what made me cry?
Oh, stop.
Hey, that's real acting, man. That's real acting.
Karate Kid.
Oh, yeah?
I hate it here. That bit got me. I want to go home. Yeah, so I put love and affection a second because in order to me to give you utmost love and affection, I need to ensure that you're in a safe environment, because if you're not in a safe environment, then God knows what happened. I might not be able to give you love and affection.
Do you think someone can love their child even if they're in a dire situation where they're not providing a safe environment?
You can love them, but there's love and then there's affection. So because it said love and affection, I've had to factor in affection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm too worried about making sure that you're completely, you're in a safe environment, I ain't going to have time to hug and play games and chuck you in the air and make memories. We're in the toilet. Get me? We're in the toilet. We ain't got nowhere to live.
Yeah.
Dad, I want to hug. I want radiators.
Hey, a pillow. It's tough out here, though.
Love is just, that's just, it's undeniable, isn't it?
Yeah, love's just...
Love is undeniable. So if I could split them, it would go love, safe environment, affection.
Yeah.
Kind of that, not as deep, but kind of that scene from Fences. Why don't you like me? Who says I got to like you? I got to make sure you're safe. I got to make sure there's food on the table. I got to make sure this. Who says I have to like you? Of course I like my son, I like my daughter, and all that stuff. But I'm just saying, I have to also make sure, I have a responsibility to make sure you are safe, you are well, you are fed, you are warm, you are clean.
You're watered, all that good stuff.
I've got to make sure you are happy before I am happy.
That's true.
Selflessness.
Yeah. There's so many things I've got to do that encapsulate as well. I think a lot of these things also Venn diagram into each other. Like,
yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
I do all of that stuff because I love you. Yeah. The affection comes also out of love. Yeah. But
affection is when you got time to do it almost. Yeah.
Is affection a luxury then?
I wouldn't say it's a luxury, because basically me and my mum, we weren't like having an affectionate kind of like huggy kind of
relationship. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I entered an environment like that and people like wanted like stepdaughter went hugs and this is wanting hugs all the time and this and that. I was like, what the fuck is this, bro?
Yeah.
We got shit to do.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to leave that for the next episode, because there was this, I saw this TikTok which was talking about how a man's relationship with his mother dictates his parenting.
That's next episode.
Yeah, that's next episode. So we'll go into that in the next episode.
All right.
Let's round up this one. That's been another episode of Late Nights and Wet Wipes. I've been your co-host, Michael Akadiri. To the left has been...
you done know. Kazeem Jamal, a.k.a. Thomas Gengley, a.k.a. Leader of the Peaky Bumble Class, a.k.a. Nines and Potter Papers Younger. Just call me Nine Pieces of Paper. But if you see me in Halston, just call me 4.5. Bigging up Small Heath, Big Heath every time. You done know.
So confused.
So he's been bigging up two ends in London.
One in
Birmingham. And he's saying that he ain't got beef with no one. Hey,
I've got
man.
Beef with no one. I love everybody, but not before I ensure...
Love? But not something like Diddy at it.
Not before I ensure that they are safe.
Whoa.
They are in a safe environment.
Whoa.
Please never, ever allude
to me. Hey, that's his word, though. Love.
That's not his word.
Whoa.
It's a word that he uses. Yeah?
Whoa.
He also said... Can't stop, won't stop, and that's why he had a case.
Okay, all right, okay, you start. Bleep that out.
I was about to talk after.
I'm not
this.
Bleeping that.
No, bleeping that out.
I'm not bleeping that.
I said we keep it in.
Keep it in. That's what Diddy said as well.
Okay.
Ask your bill payers permission. Who that is me? Darren Griffiths. It's the end of the pod.
Baby, tell me if you like it.